because that's the only thing we know as a base of vision. Because to us, vision is it. How come? Because we know the beauty is out there, and if you could see that beauty, you would be happy. That's how we put it. So it's the vision, and Rumi will repeat it. In one of these books, he will say, go in the vision, go to the vision, go to the vision. The rest is nothing. Because your emotion depends how you see this universe. As far as I know, there is only one universe, one existence. I don't know of any other. But this one existence, go in the mind of different people, it's different stuff. Even if no different people, different time come to me, it's a different stuff. There are days I wake up in paradise, and there are days that you wake up in hell. It's same day. There is only one day. Today. But how do you see today? You don't see it as it is. You see it from one angle, from a very special moment. Suddenly this is not a good day. You start like that, that today is not a good day. That day will be very difficult to be a good one for you. I started with a lovely day, full of surprises. I'll meet my surprises, my challenges. The feeling is based on that. The universe is the same. The rule of life is still the same. When you say, oh no. It's not like that. It's knowledge. It's the way to see the things. And more than that, man has many secret enemies. The enemy is not only outside. The real enemy is inside. Because the day I wake up, and last night I did some nasty stuff, I wake up in this day, but I'm only doomed because of what I did, because I wake up from a nightmare, and I could do it to myself, because the only enemy, only real enemy that I don't know how to deal with is self. I don't know how to deal with self, because I am the self. We are so intertangled that, is there a little, do you know what the self is really? Self is me. All of me is here. Okay, what is selflessness? It's a crazy stuff that doesn't happen often outside. And no animal really goes that far of selflessness. Because self is here. And intelligence is made to protect that self, not that self. And it's working in all animals. The exception is, I could do something about it because I have more than that. I have this lion in me, the power in me. I am powerful. But I have something else. I have this little hare, the rabbit. The rabbit who believes in inspiration. And that inspiration is here. If you let it happen. Normally it doesn't happen because you don't have time for it. Any of you, Did you really put a couple of hours aside last week for your inspiration? That's what the people in the past will do. Name is meditation. Meditation is trying to put the thinking system at rest. To make this talkative lady up there to shut up for a moment. That's what all is about. Because when this one shuts up, there is someone else over there. Someone else, which I believe is a baby. Because you don't let it grow up. And don't worry, it doesn't need to grow up. Even as a child, it knows everything. We'll see later. But for the moment, that child in you doesn't have a chance. Imagine a talkative mother and a child. The child will never learn to speak because mom is always talking. This is what's happening inside you. If you could shut up this one, the other one will start to talk. That other one, for the moment, let's label it what? Because we labeled this one intelligence or brain. Let's label that momentarily the other one. Oh, I don't want to put a label on that. You love it, right? To have a label for that. Very difficult to label that one. You know what's the label of that one? Other. Other me. Because if you're talking the brain, I would say it's heart. If you're talking about the ego, I would say the spiritual part. Doesn't matter. It's the other one. The one you don't know. The one you don't want to know. The lion doesn't want to know about the cat. Rabbit is just brunch. But the rabbit is there. The heart is there. The inspiration is there. That magical stuff is there. But with lesser opportunities because you don't even know it's there. You don't want to know. You don't give it a chance. And even if you want to give it a chance, suddenly you want it to be an old wizard. You go and this is Merlin and we'll do the magic for you. It's a baby in you. And your brain and your logic or whatever is here to pamper that baby in you. And we saw that baby already, but you forgot about it. Do you have a feeling towards this baby I'm talking about? You? No, I can see in your eyes that you don't have a feeling for this baby. Did you forget this baby? This baby was the only baby we talked about.
In the fire.
In the fire. The baby, the silly baby, who doesn't know anything, but when it's dropped in the fire, suddenly he understands that, this fire looks like fire, but it's fantastic. This is what it is. Look at you, all of you. If I start to talk about the fire of love, suddenly you change your position and say, yes, that situation that I'm helpless in. Because if I'm in love, my lion is not working anymore. I cannot do anything about it. No. I prefer to be loved. Right? Because I could manipulate. Because being loved means something will be given to me. And this is good. Me giving something? That's no good idea. This was what was in the mind of the king in the last story, and even the mother. The mother was ready to give up everything, not to give up the baby, right? And the baby doesn't know anything. The baby is a baby. The only time that the baby knows everything is when the baby is thrown in the fire. That little one in you will come up with the solution only when you fall in the fire of love. When you burn, it will happen. That baby you're talking about, here in the story of Rabbi, Rumi started to talk about that. And he said, listen, there is someone else in you, okay? And I know that you cannot find that fellow. So what? Do you remember his solution? He said, I know you don't know that part of you which I label, for the moment I label it heart. You don't find your heart. First of all, because your heart has never been active. And it's a baby. And it's not visible because it's opposite of all your beliefs and self-relying and all that. And I don't say look at it. He said, listen, when you go in the water, you don't see the little trashes here and there in the water. But you could feel it because some of them will scratch your legs. Do you remember that example? It was in this paragraph. He said, although the thorn is hidden low in the water, you know it's there since it's pricking you. Notice that your heart is there. Of course, in a very little special moment, it will let you know because you're enjoying something, suddenly it hits you that, it was not that good. Or the opposite. You were thinking about doing the things, suddenly your heart will, one moment. That moment is warning, only to wake you up to know that there is someone else inside here. It's not only me, means my intelligent. When I say me, when you ask who are you, we think about your intelligence, your wit. Of course, your social place and all that comes around, but it will make you physically you. Well, you are not that. If you ask me who you are your heart, not your brain. Because when I look at this, I prefer to see the water, not the emptiness. So this is a container of water. That's why I don't think about your intelligence. Because that's the emptiness. Because I know what's there. It's good for nothing. What's in your heart counts. And you will see it when you change the way you look. Wait for your sense transmuted so that you may see them. It's transmutation, which to us is not transmutation, it's something else. In Persian language, again, it's Arabic, some sort of transformation. And that transformation is tabdil. We love that transformation, therefore we call some people transformed, abdal. These are the people who are transformed. You know why we call them transformed? It's interesting that they tried to do something and they succeeded, but at the end we don't give them the credit. The credit goes to transformer, because we believe that goodness doesn't come from me. Goodness comes from above. And I need that constant flow of goodness to remain the same. He said, listen, you will change. When you change, suddenly you realize that,